T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Number. The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Pretty sure you know this one, Detroit Rock City from Kiss. Thanks to Garrett for the music today. Good stuff.
Did a wonderful job.
We are chasing Buff Farrow, who will join us shortly. Another new inductee soon into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. So we're waiting Buff Farrow to be on the show. 869-1240 is the number. Don't forget we have an interview, though, coming up with the aforementioned Buff Farrow.
Well, someone could call in and pretend to be Buff Farrow.
You any kind of golfer in the day? Or a tennis player back in the day?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Really?
No.
I don't think you were good, were you?
Well, we tried. I hit the ball over the net. What else do you want?
I tried tennis, and I just
never... How do you hit the ball hard in tennis?
Well, we're going to ask. Buff, how are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
Let's start off with that, Buff. How do you hit the ball hard in tennis?
Here's the question, really, Buff, though. How do you hit the ball hard and it doesn't go 800 feet? That was always my problem. How do you finesse it?
Well, I mean, I think spin is kind of key. And, you know, good technique and all those things. But, yeah, definitely spin is going to keep the ball in. So
I apologize for that question to start what is a special interview for us. Wichita Southeast graduate, 1985, then UCLA as a college player, a highly decorated high school and college player, then played professionally. And before we get into the meat of the interview and your accomplishments, we were talking earlier in the show about the Wichita Advantage in those years. Can you kind of refresh our memories, Buff, of some of the players who came to town to play in world team tennis at that time?
Yeah. You know, it was a great opportunity for me just to have an opportunity, for Wichita to get a franchise. And it's like, I think, the fifth oldest league in North America behind, you know, NHL and Major League Baseball and NFL and NBA. So it's been around since like 72 or something, and so for Wichita to get a franchise and then be competitive was pretty cool. And we had Connors, Navratilova, Borg, Nylander, Tracy Austin. You know, it's a great opportunity for kids to, you know, see some of the, you know, big players that, and for the adults to see players that, you know, maybe not, you know, we're on the tour anymore, but we're still competitive and playing and all that. So.
And you won a championship, what, back in 92 or so? What was?
Yeah, 92 or 93. Yeah, you know, I don't think the league was too happy. They were hoping for, Connors played for the L.A. market and Navratilova played for the Atlanta market, and they were kind of hoping they'd meet up. And so Wichita wasn't exactly the team that they were probably rooting for as far as ratings and all that sort of thing. But it was pretty sweet to, you know, because all the other towns, you know, like when I'd play in L.A., you know, it'd be like, you know, Buff Farrow deserved. You know, you get a lot of the, in Kansas City, I mean, I couldn't believe how much garbage they gave us in the, you know, in the stands and all that sort of thing. So, you know, it was pretty sweet to, and have a, you know, Julie Steven played with me. She was from Wichita, and Mervin was from Wichita, and he had coached us, you know, so it was cool to kind of a true contingent, you know, win a world title. So
we're with Buff Farrow talking about tennis. He's going into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame.
Kansas
Sports Hall of Fame in October. Take us back to the year 1988. You were an NCAA singles semifinalist at UCLA, a doubles finalist. It doesn't get much headier than that. What was it about your game in that particular year that maybe was a level above the previous year? How'd that all come together for you in 88?
Well, you know, and that was actually 88's a painful year, but so was 87. But, you know, in 87, I got a chance to play number one and number two singles as a sophomore, and we lost in the finals of the NCAAs in kind of a dramatic fashion. But that experience, I mean, even though I didn't have – that was probably my sophomore year, I probably had my worst record, but it prepared me for, you know, the next year. And you know, I think at that point that year I was ranked one in the country, and, you know, I just had confidence that, you know, there wasn't anybody out there that I couldn't beat or whatever. And as it turned out, ironically enough, I lost to a teammate. This guy had hired a coach, and they literally – doubted me for 2 years at every practice. This coach came and showed up at our, and I mean, their whole goal was to, you know, try to supplant me or whatever on the team and that sort of thing. We ended up playing in the semis of the NCAAs and the finals of the doubles, and he beat me in both. And so I haven't forgiven him for it, but you know, that year I was in good peak physical shape. The next year I started getting some injuries or whatever, some nicks, and but, you know, I was, you know, I had a chance to win the NCAAs, and it's still, you know, a little disappointing that I did. So
does.
Well, I'm sorry to bring up a difficult memory, Buff.
Oh, we could go on forever. This could be very therapeutic for me, actually. But no, actually, you know, one of the things about just being, it's pretty humbling to, you know, even be considered for the Hall, whatever, but it's helped me kind of, you know, put things into context a little bit better. And, you know, forgive myself for some losses maybe that I didn't for a long time. So, you know, it's all good.
So when you go into Hall of Fames like this, and I know you're in probably a couple others, you were inducted into a USTA Missouri Valley Hall of Fame last year. Does that almost force you to relive stuff like this? Do you prefer not to because, you know, you give these speeches and you have to run through your career? Do you like that aspect of it?
Going into that Valley Hall of Fame, write down a speech.
Buff, you need to get to a little bit higher ground. Oh. You're starting to cut out on us.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay.
Last year was probably the first time I had actually audibilized anything that I was thinking, and I hadn't written anything down, and so. You know, I honestly, until I moved 2 years ago, I hadn't unpacked my boxes from high school. And so I really hadn't taken it in account. Like, I had no idea what my pro record was or how many titles I'd won or anything like that. And so, you know, I think I appreciate it more now. I think I was probably more reluctant to talk about it, you know, 15, 20 years ago because it was fresh. And now it's... you know, now it's all good. I mean, it's like I'm very appreciative of the era I played in. I played in, like, the best time you could have played, you know. And, you know, I got a chance to meet everyone from Waver and Arthur Ashe and Mack and Converse and Borg and all these guys up through, you know, Currier and Sampras and Agassi. And, you know, all those guys were a year or 2 years younger than me. And so it was highly competitive and, you know, it was a lot of fun. We went from wood to graphite. Anyway, it was a great experience. So actually getting a chance to talk about it and everything is, you know, I don't mind it because it doesn't happen that often at my age. So.
All right, Bill Buff, I know you're in Wichita now, correct?
I am. And, I've been here for about 20-some years.
And you're still heavily involved in tennis, and it still means a lot to you. So you're an introspective guy, but you love this game.
I do. You know, physically it's a little bit hard for me, but it gave me a lot. And so, you know, I was always interested in community tennis and, you know, just the ability. I mean, you've shown with League 42, I mean, the power of going out there and touching those kids and giving them an opportunity that they might not otherwise have. And, you know, and so it, it, it's really gave me a lot. And, I took a lot of pride in being from Wichita. I mean, I was like the shortest guy in junior tennis, the shortest guy in college, and the shortest guy on the ATP tour. And I was from Kansas. So it was, I felt like, in a way, I was representative of the underdog kind of thing. And I liked being able to give back to this community so that there could be other underdogs that go out there and have those opportunities. And so, yeah, it's been good to me, and sports are good to athletes. And I think that they have an obligation to give back out afterwards.
So. Well, we know you'll represent Wichita extremely well, as will Angela Buckner, who's also going into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame in October. And congratulations on a tremendous honor, one that is well-deserved. And congratulations on for loving the game of tennis and doing as much as you've done for that game over the years, Buff.
Well, I appreciate all you've done for sports in this community. And I think it's important for this community, and there's a lot of things to be proud of, and I'm just very honored to be a part of all of this. So,
all right, well, have a good day and a week, and we'll see you in October.
Okay, all right, you guys do the same. Thanks.
All right, that's Buff Farrow, yet another guy and inductee, future
we got left.
October inductee into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Well, we've got word out to Adam LaRoche. Hopefully, we'll be able to track him down. He's currently out of the country. And then Paul Pierce is not easy.
Those are the only two left?
Those are the only two.
Well, we've done well.
Ewing Kauffman, we're not going to be able to get.
Unfortunate.
He's going into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame as well. It's a wonderful class, and it's been an honor to get to interview all of these folks. I've enjoyed it absolutely immensely. You?
Yes, it's been great.
Have you learned anything?
No, nothing. But I've had fun talking to these
guys. You young whippersnapper. I mean,
I knew all this stuff.
No, you didn't.
I knew Daryl Jones. I mean, what a career.
You never heard of Daryl Jones.
Oh, Daryl Jones.
There you go again.
One of the great St. Benedictine.
There you go again, being aloof.
What do you mean?
That's what I mean.
I put one word in a Facebook post, and you just pounce on it.
We'll take a break when we return our final full segment here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Tomorrow, don't forget our regular visit with Movie Mike, Mike Furches. We'll be in at about 4:40 on the Wednesday show, Top 10 Wednesday as well. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.